Then Han reached the era of the alien Yuuzhan Vong invasion of the galaxy. He paused, uncertain that he wanted to put Leia through the torment of those years again. But it was already too late. Her memories were flooding back without any prompting from him. He could only watch as the deaths of Chewbacca and Anakin etched her face with sorrow, and as the anguish of Jason's fall to the dark side stole the light from her eyes. When the sadness did not fade, Han took her hand.
"Before Jason became Darth Kydus, he gave us a granddaughter," he prompted. "Her name is..."
"Alana," Leia finished. "She's the heir to the Hapes Consortium, and she lives with her mother, Tenel Ka. But that feels almost like a dream to me."
"Alana is real," Han assured her. "And she's a great kid. What else do you remember?"
Leia gave Han a wry smile, no doubt aware that he was trying to avoid lingering on the most painful parts of their shared life.
"I remember the lost tribe of Sith and their invasion of Coruscant," she said. "And I remember Jaina's wedding."
Han smiled. Leia was coming back to him, even if he wasn't quite sure what that meant in this place.
"What about now?" he asked. "Do you remember where we are? And how we got here?"
Leia's eyes grew hard.
"I remember, Han. Sarnis, the Blue Star, Base Prime," she said. "I remember all of it."
Han was relieved.
"What about the Krefs?"
"They're the least of our problems," Leia said. "They're dead."
Han wanted to believe her, but after seeing the Kalumai return before, he didn't feel like taking chances.
"You sure? Because they've been pretty hard to kill."
Leia paused and seemed to shudder a bit, but nodded.
"I'm sure. The Krefs are gone, just like I would have been if you hadn't called me back so quickly."
Han frowned.
"So quickly?"
He didn't understand.
"Leia, you were gone so long I thought I had lost you for good."
Leia looked confused.
"Han, I didn't go anywhere. I fought the Krefs, then I came straight back, as soon as I heard you call."
Han shook his head in bewilderment.
"I don't know how to explain it," he said. "You were gone, and it felt like I was looking for you forever."
Leia glanced around the strolling wood, her eyes widening as though she was seeing their surroundings for the first time. She took Han's hand, and her voice grew somber.
"Han, am I dead?" she asked. "Are we dead?"
Han wasn't sure how to answer. For one thing, he didn't know. And if it hadn't occurred to Leia that she might be dead before now, he didn't want to break the news in the wrong way. She might dissolve into the Force right there. Or she might vanish into, well, wherever she went last time, and doom him to an eternity of searching.
"Han,"
Leia's voice had grown urgent.
"I don't like it when you spend that much time thinking. It's dangerous."
"Take it easy, will ya?"
Han scratched his head for a moment.
"All I know is you vanished in a big golden flash. At least that's what I saw. It looked like someone set off a Baradium bomb."
Leia considered this, then said,
"So we're dead."
"Maybe we're dead,"
Han corrected.
"Probably."
Leia glanced around the garden again, and Han hoped she might be thinking that it wasn't such a bad place to spend eternity together. Instead, she asked,
"What about Luke? Did he make it?"